When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper the one fans deserve. All right, you two can do the show today. Jay, Key, I'll see you later.
Are you done? Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
No?
No, I'm not. I'm in a bad mood this morning.
Yeah, me too.
A little hungover. Bad mood.
You're hungover?
I didn't even...
You never drink.
I know. I didn't put two and two together. I'm like, you know, I had some wine after dinner. I just kept going. I didn't put two and two together till this morning. I was bracing for a sweep.
A whole bottle by yourself?
Don't worry about
Nothing
that.
Wrong
listen,
with that, Key. Nothing wrong with
listen,
that.
I'm in a bad mood this morning. But listen, if you're a Phillies fan, Astros and Phillies advance to the World Series.
No one cares.
I hope the Phillies do win the World Series. Know why? Last time they won the World Series, Yankees won it the next year. That's how I'm looking at this.
The Padres did all that to us for nothing.
For nothing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, for nothing.
It almost feels better to get knocked out the round before than to get close and then get swept.
They're in the same spot we in, home.
Hey, Ryan Howard, Phillies' big slugger, left-handed slugger, hit 58 shots in one season in his prime, will join us at 9:30 a.m. this morning.
What do you mean, Key? You're not happy for Dusty Baker? I'm happy for Dusty Baker,
no,
right?
Dusty Baker, I'm fine with Dusty.
Yeah, okay,
I'm talking about the Padres.
I know.
The Padres, they did all that to get Philly to bring out a broom. The Yankees did all that for Houston to bring out the broom.
Yeah.
I mean, you went through all of that. Why fight that hard to get to the playoffs if you're just going to go home early?
So, Max Kellerman, here's a question I've been waiting to ask you all morning long.
Yeah.
So, last night, there's no sleep in my household, apparently. Third kid, all she does is, you know, scream and poop. That's all we're doing. Nonstop.
How many, Jay?
Key, yeah. Just
it's like, how's the baby? How's the baby? It's a baby. It's screaming
it's all
and pooping.
24-7. That's all you hear in my house. And two other kids. So I'm up watching the game, and I said, oh, boy. Granted, I mean, life isn't fair. Life is never fair. Down 3-0, chance for a sweep on the line. Guy comes up, last at bat. Last at bat, Aaron Judge, 62 home runs this season. Congratulations. Everybody's looking for the postseason work. What happens?
You know what? Jay is asking the exact right question. However you want to frame it, don't make the last out of the playoffs,
last
right?
Out.
The dude comes up, had the greatest regular season, one of them of all time. And what I say, if he winds up World Series MVP, this will go down as the greatest season in history. Well, it will not go down as the greatest season in history. Because he did not have a good postseason. He, by the way, there was a costly error the game before in the outfield.
Yeah.
Meantime, Harrison Bader showed up, wouldn't stop hitting home runs, getting on base, extending at-bats. If Judge had a series...
You don't want to pay him now, Max?
Well, I'll say this. If Judge had a series like Harrison Bader, they'd have won. Yankees would be advancing. You have a guy do what Harrison Bader did.
But that's not what I asked you.
No, you're going to have to...
Do you, Max...
Yeah, yes, the answer is yes. You have to pay the guy.
Okay.
You got to pay the. But I'll say this. He did not have a good playoffs. He made the last out of the postseason in a one-run game. The greatest modern home run hitter is at the plate. Just even get on base. The dude rolled over a pitch and made the last out of the playoffs in a one-run game. It's exactly the right question,
I love
Jay.
Fans.
You know it, though. It's like the Dodgers winning so many games throughout the course of the regular season, right? You don't get to the postseason. You don't get to a World Series. Nobody cares. It's like, what's the point of doing that? The Pats have a chance to go undefeated. They lose to the Giants in the Super Bowl. Nobody cares. Like, regular season success. And why do you think NBA players low manage? I mean, people create records. You do all these different things. And then fans are like, oh, you're great. And if it doesn't equate to postseason success – everybody's like, oh, what's the whole point of doing all that?
Jay, the only thing I care about is postseason success. I don't care about anything else.
Well,
I
want you gotta have some regular season success to get into the postseason.
Right, sure. Yeah.
But you would think naturally the players who have the regular season success should carry it into the postseason. It shouldn't. You just naturally think you shouldn't get so tight that all of a sudden you can't do in the postseason what you did in the regular season. I've never subscribed to that. I really don't understand that, how that happens to athletes where the brighter the lights go, they tighten up. It just, they don't deliver. I don't know how that happens. I really don't.
Bryce Harper doesn't tighten up. Bryce Harper
don't
hit home runs.
Mm-hmm. It's the same game. Ain't nothing but it's the same game. You wear the same uniforms. You're probably doing the same routine. I've never understood how that changes from the regular season to the postseason.
But, Key, you're a dog, though. You just a deeper barking
kind of dog. Yeah.
But, like, I feel like for certain dudes, you know, you've all seen those dudes, Key, in the locker room that get, like, nervous or they – friends start talking about it. They start talking about it even more. Like, yo, it's just treat it like another game.
Yeah, I'm not equating it to me. I'm just saying in general, I just never, like, I couldn't understand as a player how you go from one way in the regular season to another way in the postseason other than up. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand how you go down.
Well, Aaron Judge was asked about losing multiple times in the playoffs. Listen to this, guys.
Well, it's never fun, but I think it'll definitely make, you know, when we finally get there and secure this thing, I think it'll make it a lot sweeter going through the tough times like this, that's for sure.
That sounds promising for the Yankees, right? It'll make it sweeter if we – I'll say this, guys. Who's responsible? Aaron Judge is not responsible for the loss. Now, he could have been responsible for the win, and that would have added to his legend and his legacy. He's not responsible for the win, but you can't pin the loss on him either. It takes a team. But you know who is responsible for the loss? Because there is someone responsible here.
Cashman.
It is cheap Hal Steinbrenner, the owner. He is a cheapskate. None of his father's competitiveness apparently rubbed off on him. George Steinbrenner would not have tolerated, like, if Justin Verlander's available, go get him. The Astros got him. What happened? If Bryce Harper's available, young left-handed power hitter in his prime, you ain't got lefties in the left, go get him. Philly's got him. What happened? Verlander's playing Bryce Harper. And the point is, Hal Steinbrenner, well, he spends money. He does. He spends money like a typical big market owner, but that's it. The Yankees look like and are run like a generic big market team. Key, I'm watching the Lakers doc still, you know, 20 minutes before I fall asleep at night, so it's going slow, but I love it. Dr. Jerry Buss gave everything he had to that team. If there was someone available, oh, but you're going to have to pay luxury tax, you think Dr. Buss would be like, no, that's too – he would do what it took if he thought it was going to help him win. George Steinbrenner was largely the same way. What's up with Hal? Cheap.
Well, you got to think, man, some people, championships are great, right? You want to win a championship, but some owners and people that run the front offices don't view championships quite the same way you might as a fan. They look at everything. They look at the bottom line. They look at that accounts receivable. They worried about more than the championship. And if they could somehow shave off enough to still put them in a position to win a championship and it saves a few bucks, they're going to do it. Some of them do that. And then there's other owners that don't care that says, man, I got more money than I could spend. Let's go get it. Let's chase a championship because I'd rather bet on this. And Dr. Buss was a better, though. He was, you remember poker games, push all his chips to the middle of the table. Yeah,
we like God, I love that show. Dude.
By the way, just real quick before we go to break, the tone in Aaron Judge's voice. Key, as a player, it's like, it sucks. I hate that we lost, but somebody going to pay me. That was the tone of his damn voice. Like, oh, you know, we'll find a way to clinch it out eventually, but I'm about to get paid.
If he'd hit five home runs in the ALCS and the Yankees would have won, that number would start with a 4. It's going to start with a 3. It's still, but still.
Mid-3s.
How much is Todd Bowles to blame for the Bucks struggles, guys? Boy, they look bad.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Guys, you know, it's funny because if you get to sit where I'm sitting just in your career, right, you pick up, you soak up so much knowledge about different sports. I'm sitting next to Jay Will every day for 4 hours. I'm sitting next to Key every day. So I'm soaking up bass. I'm soaking up football. One of the things that, Key, your voice is ringing in my ears.
Always.
And the image of you watching a pass, a great pass from a quarterback, and you go, oh, it's like a handoff. Mm-hmm. Yo, watching Trevor Lawrence yesterday against the Giants, they go, oh, he's not throwing it with touch. He's not throwing it with feel. And watching Joe Burrow, threw for 481 yards against Atlanta. Three TDs. He ran one in. Key, he was dropping it in the bucket like it was a thing of beauty.
He had a few nice throws, no question about it, but Ja'Marr Chase was picking him up and putting him down. So, look, the fact of the matter is whenever you give the football to a receiver where he could tuck and roll, then that's what you want. When I mean by tuck and roll, I mean tuck the football and roll out. For those that was trying to think we were at elementary school learning about the fire drill, you want that. You want to be able to have a quarterback where you're not twisting and turning and bending down because you're not going to get the yak yards after the catch.
Tyler Boyd, too, Jay. I mean, like, he was just spreading it around.
It's also the running game with Mixon, man. Like, when there's a good balance, and look, for the most part, Atlanta's secondary was kind of depleted. They had injuries, but you still give a team, like, Atlanta's a tough out. Like, you know, Key was on the show last week saying, hey, there's like a surprise, not contender, but a team that will always be there just because of the way they're playing right now, very inspired football. So I give a lot of credit to the Bengals. These are games you win in a convincing manner, and they start to remind you about the special talent of Joe Burrow.
Hey, let me ask you about that, Key. Like, we say, like, Dak Prescott, you don't want him dropping back 50 times. You know, and whoever gets the bag, I'm like, hold on, timeout. Didn't you give him the bag because he's capable of doing that? But why is it okay for Burrow to drop back a million times and he airs it out and they win? Why can Burrow do it?
Because that's their offense. That's what they, you know, you got three receivers, you got a tight end, you got a running back. That's what they want to do. They want to throw it around all over the lot. But here's what I'm going to tell you. They're not going to win when it matters most if they don't have a running game. So if they don't have a running game and they don't play defense, when they go 3 and out, 4 and out, 6 and out, they're going to be in trouble throwing the ball 50 times a game. You cannot survive throwing the ball 50 times a game. Just ask Cliff Kingsbury how that worked out for him early stages of his NFL career as a coach throwing the ball all over the lot. It just doesn't work.
Right, well, not if you can't do the other thing. You got to be able to do the other thing. But I think the Bengals can.
Well, there's only so many. You're only getting so many snaps, Max. You're only getting 60 snaps a game, 65, 70 snaps a game.
Yeah, yeah. But they came so close last year, Key. They came
yeah,
one
no,
play
you're on
away.
The Joe Burrow train. I get it.
Last year is not
He's
this
got
year.
Cool clothes from oh, Supreme
sure
One.
He does.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tom Brady should have stayed his ass at home.
It just says body language and how he looked at the podium. Guy who looks somewhat defeated.
We just have not played well. It doesn't matter if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. By the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app and scroll down to live radio, and you are not tied to your car or your radio. You could take us with you anywhere you are. Listen live. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Make the catch, Mike Evans! Let's make the damn catch, Key.
Please.
You talk about the 65-yard bomb yesterday at Tom Brady through to Mike Evans. The ball's right there.
Yeah, but like right. I tell Max all the time, that thing looked different in the air.
Yeah, but that's Mike Evans, man. That's not Bateman for the Ravens. You know what I mean? That's not Watkins for Green Bay. That's Mike Evans, dog.
It could be Randy damn Moss.
Was it looking in the air? Was it look like in the air, Keith?
Man, that thing just looked like, oh, my God, it's up there forever, and it's turning, and you get to panicking when it's coming down full speed. Oh, man, you right, though, Jay, you should catch it, but that thing, no, man. I'm telling you, for one, that caught balls for a living.
Yeah.
When that thing in the air, you just, and you free like that all by yourself, the first thing you say is, I just can't. It's like the whole world slows down. It's like that, you know, when they shooting something, it's like, what?
Slow-mo. The best part after that, him throwing the ball down the ground, like, you mother, just cursing himself out.
But listen, Brady.
You notice when they running, they can't, you know, it's like your hands are supposed to be cool, right? Yeah. But they can't figure out how to get it together all of a sudden.
Will Ferrell.
I wouldn't wish that on any receiver.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I know what I did with my right hand. That middle finger came out yesterday looking at the screen.
You had
money
on
the Bucks, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Panthers, man. It's the Panthers. Interim head coach. Just traded Christian McCaffrey.
Look, see his hands? See where his hands are?
Wait, Keith, I'm going to ask you. Keith, who the hell is PJ Walker?
You see how wide his hands are.
Mm-hmm. Let's look. It's on ESPNU right now.
Wide open. In the end, look, at the end of the day, the Buccaneers probably walked in there, man, saying to themselves, just like you saying, Jay, it's the Panthers. They got an interim head coach. They just traded away McCaffrey. They just traded away Robbie Anderson. They're trying to get rid of their defensive end, or people trying to poach their defensive end Burns. So I'm sure all that's going through Tampa Bay and Todd Bowles and company's mind, but it ain't that easy, man.
I hear you, though, dog, but I'm saying I'm watching the game yesterday. I'm like, hold on, should I be buying stock in PJ Walker? What the hell is going on in my head right now? The way he looked yesterday, it looked the way Tom Brady should look.
Listen,
I'm being sarcastic, obviously.
I predicted this years ago on First Take when I said
Tom Brady fall off the cliff.
Well, what I said was, if people recall, Sunday, October 23rd, 2022, Tom Brady will fall off the cliff. That's what I said. I'm pretty sure we can go back and check the tape.
2022?
It's not important. Yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, I said he's going to fall off the cliff. That was the date I predicted, I believe, on First Take in 2016. I don't remember exactly. It's not important, but someone could check the tape if they want. Listen, they're under .500. The Bucs are under .500.
It's week seven, they're under 500, and they just lost to a team, as you guys point out, that had a fire sale. They're like, ah, we're no good. We're going to trade everybody. Listen to Tom Brady at the post-game presser on the team working to fix their problems.
You have to work hard. You have to have discipline, commitment, mental and physical toughness. Those are all character traits. And we have a lot of great guys in the locker room. So we're going to go in tomorrow morning. We've got a short week. We've got to work hard to try to fix it.
We're a team of great guys. Great guys translates to winning. Go ahead, Key. Take it away.
Key, how much of this is on Todd Bowles right now? I mean, that was the main change. It was at the head coaching position. They go from an offensive guy to a kind of guy who would hold Brady accountable publicly and all that, and then push the right buttons, know when to support him when he forgets the number of downs, and all, to a guy who seems more soft-spoken and has a defensive mentality.
You know, unfortunately, the way it looks as though a lot is on Coach Bowles. And I'm very sensitive when it comes to Todd Bowles and black coaches in general. When you get an opportunity and you got Tom Brady and you got an opportunity and the team was in the playoffs the year before they won the Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden this black head coach gets an opportunity, I become very sensitive to this, Max, because I know what's coming. I know what's coming, right? He could never be a head coach. See, this is the same thing that happened with the Jets. They are going through some bit of a transition from Todd Bowles being a defensive coordinator to now he's a defensive coordinator and the head coach. He has more responsibilities than ever. They've changed some of the things that they do from a philosophy standpoint. Tom Brady doesn't need to throw the ball 50 times, man. Run the football at Leonard Fournette and company. Try to establish the running game. Get back to doing what you have done from a foundational standpoint. Playing the defense and running the ball, doing your little check downs, not airing it all out all over the place. And for some reason, this year, they've gotten into the situation. Now, I'm sure when he was handed the keys to the car, he didn't expect for Tom Brady to be going through some of the things that he's going through from a personal standpoint that may be affecting his play and his thought process out on the field.
Jay, there's so much there in what Key just said. Mm-hmm. Number one, the absurdity that a black head coach has to represent a race, essentially, which is true, right? Because you start to feel sense that, well, if he doesn't do well, what about opportunities? Which is ridiculous that we're in that situation.
But it's the reality.
It's the world we live in, Max. I get it. Because that's the fact of the matter, right? Then the second thing is running the ball, right? What Key just said, the Giants did it last night, and teams do it first half, not going to pay dividends maybe. That's going to show up at the end of the game when you stay with it. You have to be patient.
And by the way, Max, the game was 7-0 Panthers in the third quarter. It's not like they were down by 20 points where Tom Brady had to air it out.
And by the way, if they would have succeeded, well, it's Brady. Bowles inherited it, and if they fail, it's Bowles. But what do you make of this?
Key, this is where it's starting to become interesting for me because I hear exactly what you're saying, but it's almost as if, can Todd Bowles hold Tom Brady accountable?
Yeah, he can.
Because last year, and I'm not saying he can't, right, but that's the question that I feel people are going to start asking because of Tom Brady airing it out, because of – you know, when Tom misses a walkthrough, which I get players do all the time, but how Todd Bowles kind of – Bruce Arians, the last couple of years, struck back at Tom in the media, right? There were little jabs thrown where it felt like, how is this relationship going to work out? But it felt like Tom respected that at the end of the day. Not saying, once again, that Tom doesn't respect Todd Bowles, but it felt like you had two alpha male egos that were forced to meet in the middle where – it doesn't seem like Todd has that presence aesthetically, optically. Maybe he has it internally, but that feels like that's going to be a narrative that people are going to start running away with.
Todd Bowles approaches it a little bit differently. He's a little more soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. His philosophy is different, and you can win many different ways. I went from Bill Parcells to Tony Dungy. And if you know Coach Dungy and you know Coach Parcells, those are two different, totally different styles of coaching.
But I hear you, Key, but if Tom Brady has Bill Belichick, can't run over Bill Belichick, has Bruce Arians, can't run over Bruce Arians, and then you have a soft-spoken Todd Bowles, not saying he's going to run him over, but whose personality will be more demonstrative than the other?
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think being aggressive, demonstrative, and all those sort of things is what is going to make Tom Brady better. Right now, the Bucs are just sorry. It has nothing to do with screaming or yelling. That's not going to get a response. You see what happened the other day. They screamed and yelled at the offensive line, and they put up 3 points.
You know the first person I heard talking about Bowles and the fact that just he comes from a defensive background and does not have a great success track record as a head coach, although not terrible, but he got a bad team to not quit, which is something. But, like, you go from an offensive guy, no risk it, no biscuit, to a defensive guy. Was Vinny in security here? A couple of weeks ago, he's like, hey, no one's talking about the fact that the dude's a defensive coach. Like, you know, he's not used to running the offense the way Arians was. Like, you know, it's on fans' minds because we're searching for something. But I think he is right. Brady's going through something. Clearly it's not the same. Right now, they're sorry.
Yeah, but I got to be real with y'all. I get Brady's going through something, but I just come from the old school place key of, yo, no excuses, man.
Yep. No.
Like, at the end of the
day. Doesn't
look
good for Bowles right now.
Everybody has stuff going on in their personal lives. I get it. Maybe some more extreme than others, but you're here to do your job on the field, man.
According to NFL Next Gen Stats, Mike Evans had 10.9 yards of separation to the nearest defender on his drop. 10.9 yards.
Dropping Lamborghinis, Key.
That's 33 feet of separation. It's the most wide open drop on a pass of at least 30 air yards this season. Can the Green Bay Packers, speaking of sorry teams with a Hall of Fame quarterback, be saved? Aaron Rodgers weighs in next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No Huddle is also brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. All right. Guys, it is time for No Huddle. What we got, Yates?
Lions at Cowboys.
So Dak Prescott, guys, listen to this. This is like a Keyshawn Johnson diagram of how it's supposed to be. Threw for 207 yards and a touchdown. The Cowboys defense forced 5 turnovers. And they win 24-6 over Detroit on Sunday. Here's Dak at the post-game presser.
Yeah, I felt great. I felt comfortable with everything. Thumb definitely didn't bother me. Wasn't a thought in my head. Felt like after a few throws, I was back into it. And that drive before halftime, I felt like I made a few that just said, "Hey, we're good to go. Don't think about anything again." Yeah, so I felt fine, but this is about the team. This is a great team win. This is what I've been watching for the last 5 weeks, this defense, the special teams, and just us playing complimentary football, and it was just it's just great to be back and be a part of it.
Okay, so forget about who's playing quarterback for a second. Key, what is the recipe for Dallas's success, and how sustainable is it?
It's sustainable. It's everything that you've seen. Take out the Philadelphia Eagle game, even though they had a chance to get back in it late. But it's everything. It's running the football. It's playing special teams. It's playing defense. And it's a quarterback, like he said, right before the half, as I told you guys on our conference call yesterday, he made about 2 or 3 throws in that entire game that Cooper Rush couldn't make. And this is how the Dallas Cowboys can find themselves in Arizona for the Super Bowl, playing in the big toaster.
Man, it's like you got an off-road vehicle that can just pummel over rocks. That's what that defense is, right? So all you got to do is just drive it. Dak doesn't need to be more than a game manager for this team to go very deep into the playoffs. Now, he'll need big moments,
But when you can rush the ball like that with Elliott, with Pollard, that's the world of a difference. That's all they need to do. And they have the Bears next at home, and then we'll have a litmus test at Packers.
I wish more coaches listen to me, though.
It's by the way, hold on. It's like what Matt Stafford did last year. Just steady as she goes, and then a couple times, as Key said, 2-3 times a game, you're going to have to make a throw while you get paid the big bucks that the replacement guy can't make. Key, what should the stat lines sound like? I love when he does this. What's the winning stat line in the Keyshawn Johnson way of football?
It should always be in that 17 to 23, 19 to 25, 200, 190, 210, 215, a touchdown or two, and zero turnovers, and you'll be fine at the quarterback spot.
What's next?
Giants at Jaguars.
The Giants beat the Jags 23-17, their fourth straight win. They're 6-1 on the season. Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones each ran for more than 100 yards. Giants matched their best start since 08. By the way, I had to almost get taken to the hospital after that game. I was so exhausted out and stressed out. The refs kept calling phantom penalties against the Giants. Hands to the face. I'll show you hands to the face. Get out of here with that hands to the face. There were no hands to the face. And then Trevor Lawrence gets four shots on goal. And thank God he only had three because the Giants defense made a one-inch stand at the goal line to win that one. Anyway, Brian Daboll on making adjustments and Daniel Jones' running ability.
Everybody knows we have Saquon, so it's sledding, you know, tough sledding early. I thought Kafka did a great job coming out throwing. Moved the ball down, scored on that first drive. Kept him honest. It's never going to be pretty. There's usually going to be stacked boxes, and it might be one or two. And, you know, as long as we keep doing it, but with the added element of, I'd say, Daniel today, which, what do you have, over 100 yards, I think?
Yep.
And then threw for 200 or whatever. Yeah, I mean, played good again. Played, you know, really the way we need him to play.
So, Key, you always talk about it. We were just talking about Dak, and I compared him to Stafford in that way. And then there are guys you say, well, just don't lose it. You don't have to win it for us, but just don't lose it. But guys like Dak and Stafford, they go more than just not losing it. They can also win it for you. Is that what Daniel Jones is starting to do? Are you starting to win because of him, Key?
I think he's putting himself in that category of, hey, now, I don't like that they threw it 30. Take a couple off, a couple attempts off. Give me to the 27, you know, 19 to 27, 200 yards, another 100 on the ground, another touchdown. There's that plunge I talked about, that one-yard plunge. You see Daniel Jones give it to you. But they got a good defense. They ran the football, obviously, solid and sound with him and Saquon Barkley. But he made one or two throws that made a difference in the game. And anytime you can do that, and you're going to come away winning. No matter how tough Jacksonville made it in the end, the Giants still got the W for their fourth straight win.
As long as my guy Daniel Jones does not turn the ball over, it is a recipe for success. It's like a poor man's Josh Allen out there. I'm like, okay, I'll live with that. Saquon, you're elite. This Giants team reminds me of the Bengals from last year. Not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. Not saying that Daniel Jones is Joe Burrow. But they're flying under the radar, Key. With the exception of New York, let's be honest, they're not on the national scene as much. Right? Like, even though Brian Daboll's doing a great job for Coach of the Year, but it just feels like nobody's paying that much attention to them. Let's keep it that way.
They're gonna be paying attention to him now, I promise you.
Daniel
we're
Jones.
We're in the middle of the season now.
I'm gonna keep it that way.
Daniel Jones got a little fast and loose with the football at one point in the game, turned it over, but it was a helmet to the face.
Yes.
So that took it back. But he is playing. I'm just saying, Daniel Jones went from replacement level. He is one of the reasons they're winning.
I'm telling you, Max.
He's good.
Three years, 90, 60 up front.
Yeah, I'll give
it.
I'd have done it 2 weeks ago. I would have said 375, see if he bit. But if it has to be 90, Key, it has to be 90. You got to lock this dude up.
It may not be 90, but it'll be close to 90. Maybe you play with it a little bit.
So what's Saquon getting? What's Saquon getting? What we get? We give it Daniel Jones.
He's probably a 12.5 a year guy. Saquon, 13 a year.
They both get their money. You got to send the right message to the organization the way Saquon's playing, too.
He's the heart and soul of the team.
He's the heart and soul of the team, and he's being used as a battering ram early. And remember, he can't run between the tackles? It's old school football where you're worn out by late in the third, early in the fourth quarter because they just keep staying patient going to the run.
He got those Kathy Leonard
What do you have
thighs.
For us next, Yates?
Well, hold on. Before we even do that, Key, do you know what we are doing? We are in no huddle. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. All right, now Yates can do it.
Chiefs at 49ers.
Patrick Mahomes, 3 touchdowns, led the Chiefs past the Niners 44-23. He threw for – see, this also works if you have Patrick Mahomes.
All that stuff about 200, 18 for 23. Well, I'm like, give me Patrick Mahomes.
Dak Prescott, Dak Prescott and Matt Stafford ain't Patrick Mahomes.
Fine.
423 yards, 3 TDs. Kansas City rallies back from another double-digit deficit. They beat the Niners 44-23. Now, listen to this. After the game, Patrick Mahomes talking about how playing video games helps build chemistry.
I don't play all the time, but some of those guys play. And so when I had a kind of a free night on Friday, and so I told him, I was like, I'll get on with y'all for a little while. And so it was me, Travis, Marquez, and Juju. And Marquez and Juju are really good. Me and Travis are just all right. But we did our part, and we went 3-for-3 with 3 wins in Warzone, which I don't do often, which they might, but I don't. So I felt pretty good about it going into the game.
God, Patrick Mahomes sounds like a grown-ass Kermit the Frog.
That's Kermit the Frog grown up?
Sounds just like him. I've heard people say it, but I just put it together.
I love Mahomes, man. He's himself. He's not trying to be anyone else. I think it's part of his success, you know? He's authentic. Is Mahomes now on the same page with his new receivers, Key?
Yeah, I think so. And I understand what Jay is saying. Oh, damn that 200 yards. But you got Patrick Mahomes, man. So, of course, you can go 25 of 34 for 423, 3 touchdowns. I mean, you're talking about a different football player. That's not what they're looking to do. They're not looking to play solid, sound defense because guess what? Kansas City doesn't have a solid, sound defense, okay? And they went up against a depleted secondary for the 49ers. So, yes, he's going to put up huge yardage numbers. His completion percentage is going to be high, but he is on the same page with those receivers. Juju Smith-Schuster caught a pass through the middle of the field and housed it for the first time in a long time. Kansas City is certainly a playoff team. Where's Bart Scott when you need him? I'm looking for Bart Scott because he said that Kansas City wasn't going to make the playoffs.
They are
going to clinch division in about 3 weeks.
Don't get James Steele going, our producer. Here he comes.
The Chargers got so much better.
Oh, God.
Anything else, James?
They're going to win the West.
Anything else, James? Keep going.
They're
going
to win the West. Yeah, and the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill. They're not going to be any good without Tyreek Hill,
The angry New Yorker
has caught up to Patrick Mahomes.
No one's saying this.
What else? What other talking points we have here?
KC, really. I mean, one or two people always doubt. But, like, basically everyone was on the same page, James.
That's not true. That's not
we all expected Kansas City to be great again. What are you talking about?
We may have, but there's so many people outside of us, y'all, that was talking about no Tyreek Hill. In fact, one of our colleagues at ESPN and Bart Scott said they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Come on, man.
I need him to answer for that.
Why do I feel like it'll be the AFC Championship game going to be at Arrowhead as always? Right?
No, I think it'd be in Buffalo.
Okay. We'll see. Always at Arrowhead in his whole career.
Right. I said that out loud, James. Talk that into existence.
It's fine. The back-to-back beat the Chiefs in the regular season champion Buffalo Bills can host the AFC Championship game once.
He said Mahomes is the landlord.
He's the landlord of the AFC Chip, dog.
That should be his nickname, the landlord.
Let's get it going.
What's next?
Packers at Commanders.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lose to the Commanders. Of course, you have to say this about the Commanders.
Without Carson Wentz.
Well, that's the point. They did. on the Commanders' behalf, they didn't have Carson Wentz, so that means they got better, as teams normally do.
Key, keep saying teams are going to go undefeated. It's when you do. Oh, my goodness.
Please never say that about
the Giants. I don't know what's happening, Key. What is going on?
I didn't say the Packers would go undefeated. I said wouldn't. Why would I say the Packers? That's not what I said, Jay.
Key, you said it 3 weeks ago. You said, I don't think the Packers will lose another game.
That's not going undefeated.
That's undefeated the rest of the season.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. Undefeated means at the start of the season.
All right, Packers, potato. I got all the details.
No, it's not potato and a potato, sir.
What's a potato?
What is a potato?
I've never heard anyone say potato.
Potato, whatever.
Mayo.
You say potato.
Bottom line is Green Bay's in trouble.
So he's nursing a sore thumb and out of sync with his receivers. Rodgers was 23 of 35 for a 194. Packers, and here's the key though, Key. 0 for 6 on third down. You could be 23 of 35 for a 194, but you can't be 0 of 6 on third down. Green Bay, 232 total yards of offense. Here's Aaron Rodgers after the game on whether or not the season can be saved.
Got right, it does. I'm not worried about this squad. In fact, this might be the best thing for us. This week, nobody's going to give us a chance. going to Buffalo and Sunday Night Football, the chance to get exposed, shoot, might be the best thing for us.
Key, I hate to say it because it looks a mess and there's no Devontae and blah, 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 but he's not the first time he said something like this and then reeled off 7-8 straight games.
It's not going to happen in Buffalo this week. He should have said that when he get ready to play the Chicago Bears or something, but it's not going to happen in Buffalo. Buffalo's not going to get caught slipping. They understand the prize is in front of them, and they're trying to get to it. Green Bay is in trouble right now. I still think that they're going to meet that 5-6-7 seed. They'll still find themselves in the playoff picture on the road throughout the playoffs, and that may actually be good for them. But they've got to get this thing turned. They lost to the Commanders and Tyler Heinicke.
We've seen this happen. When Carson Wentz drops out, his teams a lot of times go up a little bit.
Stop, Max.
It's true.
So, Max, the defense generated 7 points on a pick six, right, of the 21. Offense still looks challenging. But I will say this. When does an elite quarterback in a three-week period, straight period, lose to the Giants, the Jets, and the Commanders?
Giants and Jets are good.
Yeah, I was going to say Giants and Jets are good.
Giants have played better, yes.
They're good.
I understand.
They got one loss to the Cowboys in a close game.
Giants have had a lot of games that could go on either way, but they found a way to win at the right time.
And so have the Rams, and so have other teams.
But
the Giants are squeaking them out. I got you. But they are winning, Jay. That's not an accident.
But answer my question. An elite quarterback. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, those type of names. I don't see them having three-game skids like this.
It's rare.
But their teams are different. Oh
my, now we're making excuses for the teams.
No, but
the defense.
Their receivers
well.
In Buffalo are not the receivers
I
in
get
Green
on
Bay.
Stephon Diggs.
Their
I get
defense
that.
In Buffalo is not the defense.
This seems like y'all making
Bay.
A lot of excuses for Aaron Rodgers. Man.
I picked up Dobbs on fantasy. I played daily fantasy with Dobbs. I lost my game because he gave me zero. Not a single reception, not a single yard. If he does anything, I win, but he didn't, so I lost. Dobbs, like, their young receivers are behind schedule. They're a little behind schedule.
They got to catch up.
You think they will, Key?
I
think they will. I don't know how. They're behind schedule, so they got to catch up to get in front of schedule, and I don't know that they will by the end of the season. They've got to start hitting their stride in December, man.
So do they – Jay, I'll start with you. Do they need another receiver? They need to pick one up.
I think they need an alpha dog. I think they need somebody. I think Aaron Rodgers needs a reliable target that he feels can go up and get those big plays when he needs it the most.
Key, do they need another receiver?
There's nothing to pick up. Like, what are you picking up?
Michael Thomas.
Who are you picking up?
Michael Thomas, I heard, isn't happy. I heard from Little Bird he's not happy. I don't know.
Well, where's that bird? He needs to come sit on my shoulder and tell me because I ain't – my bird didn't tell me that, so – hopefully your bird got more intel than mine. Together,
would you like to hear Aaron Rodgers' bird talk about how they aren't playing winning football? Want to hear more from Rodgers?
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, this may be the best thing for us. You know. Yeah.
You know, I think if we all look at the film, there's probably a number of plays in every phase that we could have done better. But I said it before, the margin of error is so tight. You know, a couple calls don't necessarily go our way, and we don't execute at all on offense in certain situations. Simple things, we're behind the sticks, we're, you know, penalties, or dropping balls, we're not putting balls in the right spot. It's not winning football.
You know, it's funny, he talked about margin for error, and as a Yankees fan who just got swept, I can tell you, the teams that don't have much margin for error, meaning they don't have what the best teams have, the only kinds of teams like that, Key, that really make runs are the teams with real character, right? When in crunch time, everyone's coming through. It's not what's happening with the Packers so far this season.
No, it's not. And those breaks that he talked about, they got them last year. They got them the year before, and it's not happening for them this year so far. I don't even know where to put it. Put the finger at, like, who do you point the finger at? Is it the defensive side of the ball who's not helping the offense? Is it the offense that's going three and out and not converting on third down and giving putting the defense back on the field, so therefore they're being worn down? I don't know, but I know one thing: they better get turned around fast, because it'll be a shame if they miss the playoffs. It'll all be on Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to say this again. I do not think we're making a big enough deal about this as much as we should be making, guys. They lost to the damn Commanders, who have lost four of their last five games. They're so win coming against the Bears. Carson Wentz was not even playing. Taylor Heinicke was in the game. And granted, I like Taylor Heinicke, but like, let's be honest about it. It looked really bad yesterday.
And here's the biggest elephant in the room.
We hold other quarterbacks so accountable, from the Dak Prescott's to everybody else to Russell Wilson. We've been having a lot of heat for Russell Wilson. Where's that same energy for Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers is getting heat, man. Ain't nobody letting Aaron Rodgers.
It ain't like it is with Russ.
But the difference is,
I get the history, the back end. Somebody's one more.
Let's leave Russ out of it for a second. The two that look old.
Russ and Jay boys, man. He got to
take man, it ain't about being boys. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
Seems like Aaron Rodgers, like, oh, well, he lost. It's okay. They'll just figure it out. That's the excuse every weekend.
Because he's better than Russ.
I'm not saying he isn't, but you keep saying every weekend, oh, I just feel like they'll figure it out. And every weekend, this dude keeps losing.
Let me get to this real quick. Russ, let's put aside, he switched teams, new coaching staff. There's like all kinds of things going on. Let's look at Rodgers and Tom Brady, those two who are on their own kind of plateau right
away.
They're not
in the same sentence.
What? Rodgers and Brady?
Yeah, can't say them together.
But they're both first ballot Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Who are both old by quarterback standards. And who, this season, look old. Like, I got to say it. It doesn't mean they can't
turn it
around.
Aaron Rodgers looks old?
He doesn't look right, man. Rodgers does not look right to me. Well, I mean, give me some more reasons why it looks like this. Doesn't look old to you, Key? Rodgers?
No, he doesn't look old. He just doesn't look like they're in sync. Where Tom Brady doesn't look old, he just looks like he's going through something.
Agreed.
And he's just out there in a fog. You know how sometimes you might be sitting at your desk, Max, and you're thinking about this just then when you're supposed to be thinking about KJM? You know, that sort of stuff.
Huh? Oh, sorry, I was thinking about something. All right. So here's the question. Which team is more of a mess right now, Green Bay or Tampa Bay? 888-SAY-ESPN. Which Bay, with an old geezer at quarterback, is in bigger trouble, Tampa or Green? Brady or Rodgers? 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Guys, I think we should actually take some calls today.
Yes, why not?
Yeah,
it's up to
nice.
You.
Yeah,
you have
sure.
the board.
Yes.
I don't have the board
the
here. If I had a board here, I would just click
just
on the
tell
call.
Tell the team we're going to take calls.
It's all Shannon's
we'll take calls.
Fault. All right. Is Brady washed? Yes or no? What about Rodgers? Who's in bigger trouble? Keyshawn, J. Will, Max.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.